Thank you, Josh and Amy. Really, like you say, it's still a work in progress. You know, they came out with this PPP idea, and the SBA and the IRS have kind of been making up the rules as we go along. And so if you don't like the way it's looking today, it just might be different tomorrow. Who knows? But today, I'll give you a little bit of the tax impact. You know, the IRS was very quick to come out with a notice, an IRS notice, because Congress talked about how this PPP loan forgiveness would not be taxable income. And so everybody thought, just like it sounded, it's not taxable income. But the IRS was real quick to come out with their notice to say that, well, because you're using non-taxable income to pay what would normally be considered tax deductible expenses, we're simply not going to allow you to take those deductions, which means, guess what? The loan proceeds are taxable. Because they were very zealous about this, I think they were a little bit overzealous, they came out with two reasons, and one of them had to do with cancellation of indebtedness income, code sections related to that, and the other had to do with the reimbursed expenses theory. If you're expected to be reimbursed of expenses, you can't take a deduction. Josh, try the next slide, see what it shows us here. The cancellation of indebtedness is simply that the deduction is not, those deductions are non-deductible in the year that you are granted forgiveness of the debt. That's the theory under that particular one. If you go to the next slide, the reimbursed expenses are non-deductible if you have a reasonable expectation that those expenses are going to be reimbursed. And in the next slide, you'll see where they were coming from. But a lot of you may know that there's a lot of lawyers on the line, right? Any of those that deal with contingent cases may be familiar with Burnett or Canella, where the courts had ruled that a contingent case costs can't be deducted. They have to be carried by the lawyer. And then when they're reimbursed at the end of the case, at the settlement, they're not taxable. And that reimbursed case cost theory is what they were relying on for making you lose the deduction. I see we have Charles joining us, so that's good. The revenue ruling 2020-27 that came out about a month ago has kind of readdressed what that notice talked about, because the notice gave us two reasons that you had to take this stuff into income. And when doing so, they gave us some options. So some people were taking the theory that, hey, if I don't apply for my loan forgiveness until 2021, then I don't have to include the income impact, the taxable impact of this loan forgiveness until 2021, when that loan forgiveness actually is granted by the SBA. Or if I'd rather, I can take that reimbursed expense theory and take the income into 2020. And so that gave too much flexibility in the IRS. Shut that idea down by coming out with that revenue ruling. So this is the most recent piece of tax news, revenue ruling 2020-27. And that's where they say that if you have a reasonable expectation that this PPP loan is going to be forgiven, then you're not allowed to deduct the expenses that you use the money for. So now that means that it's a 2020 taxable event, not I have a choice to push it into 2021. If I have a reasonable expectation for the reimbursement, for the loan forgiveness, then I have to recognize that in 2020. That's what they're doing for tax purposes. Remember, for accounting purposes, GAAP, if you're doing GAAP financial statements for your bank, that kind of stuff, GAAP still says we're not going to recognize this income impact until the loan is officially forgiven by the SBA. So you're going to have a difference between your GAAP and your tax, perhaps, in 2020.
And Jeff, I would just add in there, if people are wondering how long it's going to take to get forgiveness, forgiveness is going to be quite a journey for a lot of people. You know, just in the shorthand, what we know right now is, you know, your lender has 60 days to approve your application from when you submit it, then another 3 months with the SBA having the right to review. And then, of course, the SBA has said they will audit anything over $2 million. Whether that actually bears out or not, we'll have to wait and see. And then they have the right to audit anything they want. And you do not have to apply for forgiveness till 10 months after your covered period. So again, this is going to continue on for quite some time. Sorry to interrupt you, but...
No, but I think that's a very good point. But I will inject this. I had a client, I didn't assist them with a PPP application. They went ahead and filed on their own for forgiveness. In October, early October, I guess it was, and by the end of the month, they had gotten their forgiveness from the SBA.